You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
Good evening and welcome to the Celtic Show. I'm John Kiger, sitting in for John Falstaff. That was Khaled Nua with their song Humors of Westport from their CD Happy Days. Khaled Nua is an ensemble of musicians from three beautiful regions, including Carlow, Waterford, and Kilkenny. And that was a nice song to get us started and get us in the mood for some Celtic music. Of course, it is Mother's Day here in the States, and we'll be playing as many songs that relate to mothers as we possibly can. This particular song goes out to Liz, who is in Dublin.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't meet a chancer, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit, then I must remember there'll be days like this. Mm-hmm. playing tricks. When you don't have no freeloaders out to get their kicks. Well, that's nobody's business, the way that you want to live. I just have to remember there'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. When people understand what I mean, there'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes of how everything is. Well, my mama told me, yeah, there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Dark hair would weep in
snare that I might one day. I saw the danger, and yet I walked along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a falling leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still baking tarts, and I'm not making hay. Well, I've loved too much by such and such is happiness thrown. Quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly. My reason must lie, for I have wooed not as I should a creature made of clay. Angel woos the clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn of the day. Give it one more time.
And that was the Chieftains with Roger Daltrey, guest vocalist there. And that was a live performance that they recorded in Belfast. That was, of course, Raglan Road. And that goes out to Eddie Kennedy, who's listening in County Kilkenny. And Eddie requested that song before we went on air, and we're delighted to be able to play it for him. Mother's Day actually has already passed in Ireland, and we have a special contest this evening. And we have the Celtic Dreams CD by Faith Marion Robinson, which arrived in the studio recently. And the trivia question is very simple. Mother's Day has already passed in Ireland, and what day did Mother's Day fall on in 2013? Or you can call in and just let us know what date in general Mother's Day is in Ireland. The studio phone number here is 404-523-8989. And for shipping purposes, we'd like to restrict this to anybody here in the U.S., but anybody can feel free to call the studio with the answer. answer to the question, when is Mother's Day in Ireland? Before the Chieftains, we heard Nuala Kennedy with The Banks of the Roses from her CD Noble Stranger. Nuala grew up in Dundalk and studied in Edinburgh, Scotland, and as you could hear, she was very talented there. Coming up, we have Faltering Flame by Sean Tyrell.
Save the peace our hands cup round the faltering flame. If we weren't blind in heart and soul, all humankind, enough to know that we all came to save the peace our hearts cup round. The faltering flame, don't let it go out, don't let it die. For our children's children, we have to try. Don't let it go out, don't let it die. For our children's children, we have to try to save the peace our hands cup round the faltering flame.
And that was Sean Tyrell with The Faltering Flame from his CD Belladonna. And coming up is Eric Bogle, and this is a special dedication to Carson, who just left his family in the U.S. and is actually spending the summer working in Ireland. He starts tomorrow, so we wish him well, and I think he can relate to this song.
I mentioned Nancy. We'll do a song I wrote for her when I left Scotland. I was what's known in the business, I believe, as a 10-quid tourist, and which meant that I paid £10 to come to Australia. And that meant, of course, I had to come the cheapest way possible. And I got the train from Edinburgh, which was near where I lived, down to Southampton, and I got the boat from Southampton to Sydney, and a fucker friendship from Sydney to Canberra. Now, Nancy said she wanted to come down to Southampton to see me off on the ship, you know, come down to the dockside and throw streamers and sing, "Will you know, come back again," and all this sort of stuff. I hate goodbyes. And I said, no. I said, we'll say goodbye in the house. She said, no. And so like all families, we compromised. And I said, well, you can come through to the railway station and say goodbye there. But you can only come if you promise not to make a big deal about the whole thing and cry and things like that. Because I think I was scared if she sort of broke down, I wouldn't go. Because I didn't know if I was doing the right thing. You never do when you migrate. And so she said, okay, son, promise you, I won't let you down in front of strangers. See, sons have a great fear of their mother letting them down in front of strangers. Doesn't matter what age you are. So she came through to the station, and I was standing actually inside the carriage, leaning out the window, and Nancy was standing on the platform, holding my hand. And we're just talking small talk, you know, anything, except the fact that I was going to Australia. She was saying, you like your eggs this morning, son? I said, no, they're fine, man. Weren't they too hard-boiled, were they? No, Mum, they were fine, honest. God help me, honestly, we were talking about eggs. And I was going to the other end of the world. Anyway, eventually, the whistle blew. And the train started moving slowly out of the station. And in sort of true Hollywood fashion, Nancy walked along the platform, holding my hand as long as she could before she had to let go as the train picked up speed. And she thought then she was quite safe from any abuse I could give her. And she burst out crying, but that was the first time she shed any tears, and I really appreciated the effort she'd made. And bigamy, wasn't it? Aye. And I felt pretty rotten going down in the train to Southampton. It was a long, long journey, 12 hours I think it was. And I thought then of all the things I should have said in the platform, but just didn't have the courage or whatever to say. And as usual, I tend to say things in my songs that I haven't got the courage to say to people with their faces. So I wrote a song called Leaving Nancy.
In comes a train, the whole platform shakes. It stops with a shudder and a screaming of grace. The parting has come, and my weary soul aches. I'm leaving my Nancy, but you stand there beside me, determinedly gay, and you talk of the weather and events of the day. But your eyes tell me all that your tongue doesn't say. Goodbye, my Nancy. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder. And let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. But my suitcase is lifted and stowed on the train. A thousand regrets whirl around in my brain, and the ache in my heart is a black sea of pain. I'm leaving my Nancy. You stand there beside me, lovely to see, but the grip of your hand is an unspoken plea. You're not fooling yourself, and you're not fooling me. Goodbye, my Nancy. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder. and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. But our time has run out, the whistle has blown, so here I must leave you standing alone. We had so little time, and now the time's gone. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And as the train starts gently to roll, and as I lean out to wave and to call, I see the first tears trickle and fall. Goodbye, my Nuncio, and come a little closer, lay your head upon my shoulder, and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. And let me hold you one last time before the whistle
sing you lullaby beside the dying fire. Dusk is drawn and the green man's horn is wreathed in rings of fog. Shiva sails his boat till morn across the starry bog. A land van old, the paly moon has ringed her carspin dew, to hear the sad sweet tune I sing, oh love, to you.
That was Luke Kelly with the Garden Mother's Lullaby from his Definitive Collection CD. And before that, we heard Eric Bogle with his classic, Leaving Nancy. Eric Bogle, of course, is from Scotland, but has spent the majority of his career in Australia. And that song was about his original journey to Australia and leaving his mother at the train station. That song is played quite a bit in ballad sessions over in Ireland, and a lot of times you might hear a different explanation about the background behind that song, but obviously when we heard the introduction, we heard it from Eric himself, that that was in fact written about him leaving his mother at the station. It is, of course, Mother's Day here in the States, and we have a contest. We think we had a caller, and unfortunately we may have dropped your call, so if you were calling in to answer the question of when is Mother's Day in Ireland, that prize is still available, and the studio phone is 404-523-8989, and it is a CD from Faith Marion Robinson called Celtic Dreams. I would like to send out a special Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Elaine, who's the mother of our two children, and also, of course, to my mother, Betsy. Coming up, we have a classic mother's song from Ireland.
As an Irish boy was leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic waves, once more he wants to roam. And as he was leaving his mother, while walking o'er the quay, he threw his arms round her waist, and these are the words he did say: a mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, 'cause you'll miss her when she's gone. Love arrives in childhood, though feeble old and gray. You'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. And as the years roll onwards, till I'll settle down in life, I'll choose a nice young Irish girl, and I'll take her for my wife. And as the kids grow older, till they'll play, and I'll teach them the very same lesson that my mother taught to me. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, 'cause you'll miss her when she's gone. Love arrives in childhood, though feeble and gray. You'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Streaming light and a yellow a question mark on this heart of mine. Sends an elder back to look.
Come running home again, Katie. Come running home again. Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye, Katie?
Genius of a druid, when the sunlight floods the tomb, and I'm never going back there, and I couldn't anyway, 'cause though I made the great escape, I never got away.
Come running home again, Katie. Come running home.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye?
Come running home again, Katie. Come running home again.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye?
That was Mary Black with the song Katie, and that speaks to some of the conflicts that can come up between mothers and daughters as they reach a certain age. That was from By the Time It Gets Dark. And before that, we heard a classic Irish mother's song from Bridie Gallagher, and that's from the 50s. And I'm sure many people out there probably had their mothers or grandmothers singing that song to them over the years. And that really is a classic mother's song. I'm John Kiger, filling in for John Falstaff. And we did receive a phone call in, a dedication. Paul Hayes would just like to say hi to John, who's out there listening. And I would like to say hi to John if he's listening out on the West Coast, and hope that you're having a good trip out there, and thanks again for leaving the station and your show with me for the weekend. Coming up is a special request from Olivia, who's from Dundalk.
My true love's hair, her lips are like a rose so fair. She's got the sweetest face and the gentlest touch. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my well, she knows. I love the ground where on she goes, and high away. the day would come when she and I can be as one. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like a rose so fair. She's got the sweetest face and the gentlest eyes. I love the ground whereon she
the ladies, left them crying. stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. Traveled hard with coattails flying, somewhere in the wind. But let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. You know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Get any higher, they withered now, they're gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. The hands are shaking, the kisses flow, and I will disappear. Let me tell you.
In celebration of the 87th birthday of jazz icon Miles Davis, the Jazz Department of WRFG 89.3 FM presents the music of Miles Davis with David Potter and Friends. Featuring David Potter on drums, Russell Gunn on trumpet, Louis Hervo on piano, and Will Goble on bass. Sunday, May 19th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the legendary jazz venue, Churchill Grounds. Admission is $15 at the door and street parking is free for the evening. Churchill Grounds is located in the heart of Midtown Atlanta at 660 Peachtree Street next to the historic Fox Theater. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. This concert is part of the Atlanta Jazz Festival's 31 Days of Jazz and is a fundraiser for WRFG, Radio Free Georgia, your station for progressive information.
And that was a public service announcement for WRFG. We are WRFG 89.3 FM in Atlanta. I'm John Kiger, sitting in for John Falstaff. And we started off that set with Kara Dillon and a live version of Black is the Color. And that was live with the Ulstra Orchestra. And then we followed that one up with Caledonia by the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards from their Spirit of the Glen CD. You're listening to The Celtic Show. We come to you every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. at WRFG 89.3, or you can listen live on the website, which is www.wrfg.org. And we do have a winner for the CD. Dave called in and said that Mother's Day takes place in March in Ireland. So he won the CD, and congratulations to Dave. We'll get that out to you right away. And now let's listen to some more music.
It was a warm love in a north. northern town. It was the right time for settling down. It was a storm that brought you to my door. I didn't ask for your love, but I couldn't ask for more. The sun came out yesterday. Our love, I felt it melting away. Believe me when I say that I will miss your face. As I walk away, I wonder, do you know this place? Between the white earth and the black light, when a love's gone wrong, but it's still alright. When only half of me wants to let go, can I live and fall back like the snow? There were good reasons I became your bride. There's nothing you did wrong, that's not why I cried. This pressure I feel, it's in my own heart. It's beating me up, it'll push us apart. 'Cause I'm not the same girl as when we met, and I know I'll change again. And yet I fear that I will come to miss your love. Under city lights in winter, I'll be dreaming of the white earth and the black light. When a love's gone wrong, but it's still alright. Only half of me wants to let go.
Make me a child again, just for tonight.
born in Michigan, but lots of family from Tipperary. That's Kathy Ryan with Rock Me to Sleep, Mother, and that was from her 2012 CD, Through Wind and Rain. Before that, we heard Lissa Schneckenberger with Like the Snow, and that was from her CD, Different Game. We'd like to extend a special shout-out to Patrick O'Rourke, who's listening from Dromahair, County Leitrim in the northwest of Ireland, not too far from Yates Country. And thank you for tuning in and listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG. This is WRFG 89.3, Atlanta, Georgia.